And that's how I try to go into the Bible. It's like, God, don't, I'm not asking for better answers when I read through this. I'm asking for more curiosity to ask better questions. And God, I pray that you make this generation a generation that is more curious about you and your word for themselves. Amen. I believe God put a specific light in your heart for a purpose, for you to shine it into this world in a way that nobody else can, a light that is unique as the print on your finger. And our job is to take that light and go love people with it in this world. Everywhere you go, you have a ministry. You don't just have to be a preacher to have a ministry. Your light is your ministry. It's how you shine it at your job, at your family, at the dinner table with your friends, at the movies, at the park, at your apartment. Everywhere you go, you are made to shine your light. Do it. Be it. Love people. Be kind. Honor them. Honor yourself. This is Made to Shine. Babes, how's it going? It is raining in Atlanta, Georgia today. It's a stinker of a day, I'll tell you what. So we've got like absolute rain hair going on. I even brushed it for you all. I just came back from coffee with a friend and I was like, is that my hair? Or is that a wet mob that looks like I got a perm? We also, like, I don't know what it is. My nose has been so itchy. So in the video, you can see, like, my nose is really red right now. I don't know, folks. It's rainy in Atlanta. It's been raining all week. I had strep throat last week, and my nose skin is very itchy. That's where we're at. But I'm stoked about what we're talking about today. I actually just came from coffee with a dear friend and we were doing our Bible time together. And I was telling her, I was like, okay, Kaylee, I think it's time. I'm going to get a new Bible. I'm going to do it. Everyone, if you're watching the YouTube version, you can actually see this. If not, just I'll try to describe it for you. My Bible is missing the leather backing. And it's like, I was telling her, I can't even read the words anymore because there are so many annotations. And we were giggling about it because I'm also like, but this Bible means so much to me. It was my first, someone gave it to me in college and like, it has so many, memories and it has so many things that I've learned over the years. And I'm like, I don't want to part ways with this Bible. Like, this Bible has been through a lot with me. And it got me thinking about, like, I, for the longest time, was so intimidated to read the Bible. You know, like, I thought I wasn't smart enough to read the Bible. I thought I wasn't going to understand it. I thought that I think a lot of us do this. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is I think a lot of us outsource our biblical nourishing, our word from God. It's like we hire on a third party consultative partner, right? And a lot of times those are our preachers, those are our pastors. And it's so great to have that kind of leadership. I mean, oh my gosh, like you've got to have a preacher, you've got to have a pastor, absolutely. But I think we negate the significance of the fact that God gave us a spirit that interprets this word for us. And it wasn't until I really humbled myself to say, Annie, it's okay if you go in here and you don't understand a lot. Like when we think of understanding the Bible, we think of it like someone who goes to seminary and they know all the context and the pretext behind this text. And yes, that has its place. I'm not saying don't be educated. I'm not saying don't look up historical context, because a lot of these stories, like it's important to know the historical context, to know the biblical significance of what's being said. But I think all that to say, we've kind of drinking this Kool-Aid that because I didn't go to seminary or because I don't know the what's what of who was who at this time and what pigs mean at this time. And like, I'm not going to get anything from this. That is such a lie. That is such a lie. God gave you a spirit. If you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, you have his spirit in you, and that spirit is your helper. That spirit is designed when you read this word to tell you when things jump out at you. And so today, I honestly just wanted to share how I read the Bible, because I was like, I don't think people talk about that. Like, I would love to know, how does Stephen Furtick read the Bible? How does Lisa Harper read the Bible? How does people I really look up to read the Bible? Because reading the Bible means so many different things to different people. And what I think is so cool, like last night I was with a friend and then today I was with a friend and I was like, wow, we go through scripture and we go through passages and what you get out of it is so different than what I get out of it. And it's so cool because that's our spirit. Versus if you're reading and you're like trying to only suck out of it, think with like your educational brain. Like, I think sometimes we think with our brain when it comes to scripture instead of listening to our spirit, and they're not mutually exclusive, but I think that we have to understand it's our spirit that helps us interpret this word. It's our spirit that makes us desire to want to understand this word for our brain to study and learn. And I just wanted to share how I read the Bible because, I mean, oh gosh, I've never been to seminary. Like, I'm no biblical scholar, but I think there's something to be said about having a childlike faith and coming to this word with an excitement around God. What are you going to show me today? And the humility. I mean, I think about the Pharisees. The Pharisees could repeat every single word of the law, but they missed Jesus. And sometimes I think we idolize the Bible. There's a lot of Christians I know, they can spew every line of scripture, but I'm like, do you know God's heart? Because you were just really mean to that person who doesn't know as much scripture as you. And you were just really judgmental to that person that maybe can't repeat back to you Romans 8:28. And I think sometimes we idolize our education of the Bible, but we miss God in it. It's like we know about God, but we don't know God. And there's a difference. It's so beautiful to know about God. It's so beautiful to desire to go to seminary and to want to study. Like, I am a geek of history. My dad was a history teacher before he went to law school. And so I have like a historical gene in me. I literally have a book on like Greco-Roman culture because it's so fascinating to me reading the Bible, knowing the historical context. All that to say, there's a dance of not relying just on the logic and letting your spirit read the book for you. And how I do that is very simple. Like, I think, and I didn't even realize I did this until someone called me out on it the other day, but when I come to scripture, you can see I circle, let's go to the New Testament. Like, you see all these circles, like, I literally, when I read, I just circle words that excite me. And I don't even know why they excite me, but like the gardener answers, sir, give it one more. Ooh, like that one more. That excites me. Like, I feel that. I feel that in my spirit. Leave it another year and I'll give it special attention. That word special just spoke to me. Plenty of fertilizer. If we get figs next year, fine. If not, I like that. And like, at first, I don't really know why those words jump out at me, but I just circle them. And then I go back, I'm like, okay, that word's give it one more. Why did that stick out to me? And then I look at the context and I gather, what do I know? That's when I gather the logical part. Okay, what do I know about this time period? What do I know from what I've learned in sermons or reading books that could give me some light on why that word spoke out to me? It's the order of operations. It's your OOO, right? Your OO ops. Order of operations, your order of ops, your triple O. It's like, Are you leading with your brain or are you leading with your spirit? Again, the two aren't mutually exclusive, but I think that we oftentimes feel like we have to be people that lead with our brains. Either we do lead with our brains or we feel like we can't read the Bible because we aren't smart enough to lead with our brains. So we let other people who are smart enough and lead with their brains explain the Bible to us. But in doing that, we're completely missing the point because we were given a spirit by God to help teach us through this work. It's the only work that reads you back. We were given the spirit. So if you only listen to this podcast, My Heart to Yours Thursdays, when I'm in scripture with you, and that's it for the week, y'all, I'm honored that you give me, like, that you do that. However, don't do that. Like, God gave you a spirit to get into this book. My friend Kaylee put it this way. It was so good. She's like, someone once told her, when we rely only on preachers or pastors or people, even like, well, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a pastor, but just like getting in the word with you, like Bible study leaders to give us like a word from God or to be in the word with them guiding us, it's basically like eating chewed up food when God offers us a whole fresh buffet. Like, why would you, if I said, friend, here's a whole buffet just for you. And then I said, friend, you can choose between that or this plate of buffet food that God gave me that I already ate and you can just eat it again. Like, that's kind of gross. But a lot of us treat the word like that. Like, we're settling for eating chewed up food when God offers us a fresh buffet. And when you have confidence, and that's where faith comes in. It's the faith to know you have the spirit. And so anytime you ask God, God, spirit, show me something, show me words to get excited by. Maybe I don't understand it right now why that excites me, but maybe 6 weeks from now, I'll understand. That happens to me a lot. Like, I'll read something, I'll be like, for some reason, that word, another year, that word, one more, it strikes me. And I don't know why that's striking me right now. And then like, 2 years will go by, I'll be like, oh my gosh, that's why that excited me so much. That's your spirit. And so it's not about only reading with the spirit. And it's also not about only people who are educated can understand the Bible. It's about both. It's like leading with your spirit, coming to this book with a childlike faith and saying, God, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Only you know. You're God. I don't know the ins and outs of all this. I could go to all the seminary classes and still not know because I'm not God. But coming at it with humility and saying, God, like, spirit, speak to me. Show me something. Show me what, like, get me excited by some words in this. Get me excited by a message in this. Help me see this with a fresh perspective. Like, the stories I've read 1,000 times or I've heard 1,000 times, show me something new. And to me, that's what makes this so exciting. That's how I can, you know, annotate so many new things on stories I've read 1,000 times because I'm like, God, it's like Christmas morning every time you open the Bible because it's like, what are you going to show me today? And that's how I read the Bible. It's like so exciting to me. What are you going to show me that I didn't see before? With the feeding the 5,000, with Jesus, like Peter walking on water, like stories I've read 1,000 times. What are you going to show me that I didn't see? That's how life can be so exciting. And that's not just about reading the Bible. That's in everyday life, right? Like my friend Kaylee and I, we were just talking about this. And like, that's how life is fun. It's every day. God, in the mundane, in your job, you work, and it looks the same every single day. What can you show me today that I didn't see yesterday? And having faith in that. And so, yes, lead, like, know the stuff, learn all the stuff. But I love in Galatians, Paul talks about, like, no one taught me. Paul didn't walk with Jesus, yet he wrote most of the New Testament. I think that was for us to know. You don't have to physically walk with Jesus to know him enough. You don't have to, I mean, Paul says in Galatians, no one taught me. I read that, I'm like, Paul didn't go to a seminary. Yet he wrote most of the book that people study in seminary. It was his spirit. He got a direct revelation from God. And you have that. You, yes, you, who just got introduced to Jesus last week and you accepted him to your life as your Lord and Savior. You have that direct revelation. You have the spirit. You don't have to rely on your preacher or your pastor who you think is so much smarter than you to get something from this book, to pray out loud for other people. Oh yeah, I'm coming for you. I know a lot of us are afraid to pray out loud for other people. I was terrified. The first time I did it was for a group of middle schoolers like 3 years ago. And I was like, I suck at this. But that's not, like, you can't suck at something that you were designed for. We were designed for prayer. We were designed for community. We were designed to understand and crave this word, but not to be obsessed so much with this word that we miss God, not to know about God so much that we don't know God. No, to know God and treasure God so much that it transforms our heart to want to know more about the historical context of this word. It's your order of operations. Lead with the spirit and desire will follow to want to know the logical part. So friends, stop overcomplicating it. Reading the Bible is what excites me about this. What's the new thing God's showing me today in this that I didn't see before? And having the courage to ask God, like, God, this stands out to me. Give me a heart that longs to research more of this and gather more logic behind it. He'll give you that. God will give you curiosity. I pray for that every day. I'm like, God, help me ask better questions. Help me be even more curious. Like little children. Children ask questions all the time. And I think sometimes our education even gets in the way of us being humble enough to ask more questions to get more educated. Because we think we know everything. And it's like, no. To me, children are some of the smartest people in the world because they ask questions about everything. They don't let this error of I know so much. Like when you think you know everything, that's when you really know very little. Because when you know the main thing, which is that you don't know anything, that's when you know the most things. When you think you know everything, you really know the least amount of things. Because you're preventing yourself from knowing anything else because you're not going to have a spirit of humility to ask questions. Whereas when you understand that you don't know most things, the irony is that's probably when you're getting to know more things. Someone once told me, this was a professor in college, I know I've done my job. When you leave here with more questions about the world than when you got here. And I love that. To me, like a good podcast conversation is when I've left it with more questions than when I went into it. Because oftentimes the mark of a relationship is this curiosity to want to know more about that person or that situation than when you started. And that's how I try to go into the Bible. It's like, God, I'm not asking for better answers when I read through this. I'm asking for more curiosity to ask better questions. And God, I pray that you make this generation a generation that is more curious about you and your word for themselves. And that they don't eat chewed up buffet food, but they get in that buffet for themselves. In Jesus' name, amen. Beautiful friend, I hope that this episode blessed you and brought a smile to your day. Hey, if we're not already hanging out on social media, go find me on Instagram. I'm typically living in my stories over there, or join my weekly email fam. You can find the links for that on my Instagram as well. You guys, I hope you were reminded from this episode today that you are a light and you are called to go shine it in all spaces that you hold. And if you love this podcast, I would so appreciate if you shared it with anyone that came to your heart. And or a review would help me so much. Love you guys. Go shine your light. See you next week.